Sound off!
Sound off! Sound off for Chesterfield!
Bing says it and Godfrey too. Hope and Cone will follow through. Lester and Allen, they all to do.
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Sound off!
For Chesterfield!
Dire pack of Chesterfields. Do it!
Today!
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins of the Mayors and Bing's guests, Miss Martha Tilton.
Tilton.
And Mr. Bob Holt.
Tilton. I guess they got through talking about the money, and now he's ready.
Okay. And now, folks, here's a man who's been away from Hollywood for over 3 months, rambling around and living the life of Crosby, Bing Riley.
Thank you, folks. By golly, it sure is wonderful to be back here in Hollywood with its warm sunshine, blue skies, swaying palm trees, orange blossoms, and song pluggers so thick I could barely get into the theater.
Incidentally, I forgot to congratulate you on that wonderful fish you caught up at Vancouver Island.
What fish is that?
I saw a picture of you in the paper a few weeks ago, and you were holding up a 47-pound Tyee salmon.
No, I wasn't holding that salmon. The salmon was holding me.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, Ken, I was out fishing on Comox Bay.
Yeah.
It was a little rough. Someone from Comox Bay here. Only about 8 people in the town. And the salmon... Well, it was a little rough out on Comox Bay this day, and I fell out of the boat, and the big salmon grabbed me and towed me to shore. I was grateful, so I thought the least I could do was have my picture taken with him.
Bing, is that a fact?
Who wants facts? We're talking about fishing.
That reminds me, why don't you ever take me fishing with you?
I don't know if you're the right type, Ken.
Well, gee, you take me out golfing with you all the time. Well,
that's because you're a good caddy.
Well, why don't you take me fishing?
I don't know if you'd make good bait.
Hey, I might surprise you. My goldfish snap at me when I feed them.
Consider yourself invited on the next fishing trip. If you haven't got a good wiggle, go by Arthur Murray's and get brushed up on something.
You know, Bing, there's always something that perplexes me. No matter how far away from Hollywood you get, no matter what remote places you visit, there's always news concerning you that filters in. How does that happen?
You know, I'll tell you something.
Yeah?
When I'm up in the woods like that, I occasionally release a carrier pigeon to Luella.
What about Hedda?
Well, now and then she gets a bird for me, too. Hedda usually wears hers.
Oh, fine. Golly, I'll bet you're excited that Bob Hope's going to be on the program tonight.
I'm so thrilled I could snore. Yeah, we got some music here tonight, Ken. I got an opener. It's an old number. It's old Bright Eyes. You remember Bright Eyes?
We are ready.
Bright eyes, I know you so well. Bright eyes, oh, what secrets you tell. I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just you say what you will. There's a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes.
Pretty bright eyes, he knows you so well. Pretty bright eyes, oh, what secrets you tell. Can't believe a single word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away.
Oh, bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just you say what you will. There's a meaning you cannot disguise in your
pretty, 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 bright, bright eyes.
All over America, smokers are switching to Chesterfield because they've found Chesterfield gives them something new. Something no other cigarette has. I mean Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Over 1,500 prominent tobacco growers say Chesterfield's delightful aroma tells you that Chesterfield smell milder and smoke milder. And one of the most famous industrial research organizations in the world reports, and I quote, of the leading brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Smokers everywhere are finding out that Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste is everything they want in a cigarette. Listen to this.
Chesterfield's a something new, no other brand can offer you. Mildness plus no aftertaste, no unpleasant aftertaste. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it.
Today.
Once again, the lovely and sensible song of Dick Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein from musical production The King and I.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave, faithful, and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down the street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you'll meet, and you meet, but not really by chance. Don't cry, young lover, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own.
Thank you very much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present our first guest of the evening, one of the most popular vocalists, one of the most delightful young ladies in the business. She comes to us tonight through the courtesy of the Kurt Massey Show, Lilton, Martha Tilton.
Hi, Bing.
Hi, Martha. It's wonderful you to drop in and help us out this evening.
Oh, I love it, Bing.
What are you going to sing, Martha?
Painting the Clouds with Sunshine.
Hey, that's a good way of bringing that thing back, aren't
mm-hmm.
you? It's a clever tune. You got a record out on this, haven't you?
Yes, and thanks very much.
Well, it's nothing at all. Color up the cumulus for us, will you?
When I pretend I'm gay, I never feel that way. I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. When I hold back a tear to make a smile appear, I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine.
Painting the blue, beautiful view, colored with gold and old gold. Playing the clouds, trying to drown all of my woes.
Yeah, you never feel that way.
I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine.
When you hold back a tear to make a smile appear,
I'm only painting the clouds with sunshine. Painting the blue, beautiful hues, colored with gold and a rose. Laying the clouds, trying to drown all of my woes.
All of my woes.
Though things may not look bright, they'll all turn out all right if I keep painting the clouds.
If you keep painting the clouds.
If I keep painting the clouds with sunshine.
Really lively. Now, folks, it gives me great pleasure to present my friend Irma, Bob Hope.
You touched me. Thank you, Mark Kettle. Good
Mark
evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marie Hope speaking.
It's wonderful to see you, and it's wonderful to have you on the program.
Well, it's wonderful to be here, Bing. This is your first program of the season, I presume?
No, no, Bob. This is my third program.
Your third program?
Yeah.
And you just called me in for repair? How you existed, I can't understand this.
You know how it is. A coach doesn't like to start the season off with a scrub team.
Yes.
You open with your triple threat.
You know, you're getting awfully smug since the Paramount Makeup Department voted you Mr. Overtime in 1951.
You've been accorded a few honors over at Paramount yourself, my boy.
What's that?
Well, I've heard that the waitresses in the commissary have just voted you the dream boy who is most likely to leave a nickel under the plate.
Short line. You're working with your hand on your hip. Watch it.
Watching Uncle Milton.
We certainly keep Paramount in an uproar.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't get rid of it. Bye, sir. I'm sorry I didn't have you as a guest on my first program, but the fact of the matter is, old chap, I didn't need you.
Oh, that'll be the day.
What I mean, I had...
Don't
I had.
Need me.
You know who I had, don't you?
Who'd you have with you?
Jane Wyman.
Jane Wyman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's really a glamour gal.
Isn't
she? She's done love scenes with all the handsome leading men, Kirk Douglas, Cornell Wilde, Gregory Peck.
And now I'm her leading man.
Well, she probably needed a rest.
I resent that fender hip.
You do, ham hock?
Oh, now we've done it. I believe we've had our first spat.
Well, I'm sorry, streetcar.
Forgive me, desire. Say, you know what I heard? Is this true? True or false? They got you making a Western over at the celluloid mill over there on
that's
there?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's called Son of Paleface. That's me, see?
You're the
and
son?
I'm the son, mm-hmm. And I work with Roy Rogers and Jane Russell.
Jane Russell. Now, I knew we'd fool around and hit on a happy topic eventually.
Stop drooling. You're wrinkling my velvet underwear. My taffeta spat.
Sorry.
I tell you, though, playing a cowboy has opened up a whole new field for me. You know how Roy Rogers, Hoppy, and Gene Autry all have items in the stores with their names on them?
You're going to muscle in on their racket,
yes,
huh?
I'm going to put out a complete line of Bob Hope items. Why, before long, everyone in the country will be wearing my clothes.
Well, there's room. There's room. But I
now, wait a minute, wait a minute, that? Wait. I checked the script just half hour ago, and I'd sworn I didn't leave you a laugh in there. How did that happen?
Well, don't open a vein or go through a shower door or anything over it.
There's
just
room. What kind of a punchline is that?
Yes, it wasn't much. You got a little
thicker. I went over the whole script, and you wind up getting a laugh with there's room. I can't. The last time I buy a Geiger counter from a CBS usher. Raiders.
Well, I read the line. There's room. I read it so magnificently. It had to evoke something.
There's room.
It's an accent. Don't be bitter about it. Just an accent.
There's room. That's not even funny. Your brother Everett must have a clack in the audience tonight.
Well, he is. He's out there. He's with a large group from the Finlandia band. Very steamy group,
yes,
too.
That's what I smell. I thought a track team went through here.
Now,
But getting back to the Bob Hope line of clothes, I wish you all kinds of luck. But please don't expect me to buy any of them.
That's my line. I can never top that.
I know. I should have known. It's straight, isn't it?
I don't think I'll get anything out of that line.
Good night.
But getting back to the Bob Hope line of clothes, I wish you all kinds of luck, but please don't expect me to buy any of them.
I thought I did a better. In a minute, Sam. Don't buy any, not even wholesale, huh?
No, I'm very happy with the clothes I got, because I feel that I'm always presentable.
I'll try and convince that hotel clerk in Vancouver.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, old man, I'm very, very big in Canada. When I blow in, I stop traffic there.
So does a moose when it wanders into town.
I use a moose for the warm-up. I build from there.
We should have had one here tonight.
Say, the next time you go on a trip, you better stop by my factory. Don't get some of my flashy clothes.
No, I can't, Bob. I'm sorry. I have lots of sports coats, lots of slacks.
Well, then how about some foundation garments?
You going to manufacture Bob Hope's foundation garments?
Yeah, I'm going to get even closer to the public than Hoppy.
Well, you've had the public yawning for years. I guess they can go for a little two-way stretch.
There's room. I always say.
You know, Bob, I don't want to turn you green with envy or anything like that, but it so happens I got a little line of merchandise coming up myself.
No.
Yes, I'm coming out with a group of articles which are to be called Bing's Things.
Bing's Things?
Yeah.
First he gets a laugh with "there's room," now Bing's Things. Bing's Things, I warn you, Crosby, it's illegal to sell children in this country.
These things are articles of apparel in a new line of children's toys. See, by the way, I'm looking for suggestions, you know, for new items.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, when you were a little boy, what did you play with?
Little girl.
Never should have asked that. That straight line can get any kind of
answer.
It
was sweet of you. I may give you one of my new sport coats. May even throw in a pair of slacks.
I don't kind of understand why you're so intent on getting into a new racket with all your dough. Don't you realize you can't take it with you?
If I can't take it with me, I'll be back.
You think it'll be worth the climb?
There's room.
I'm going to say it every time he gets a laugh. I may do something.
You don't forget a thing, do you?
And look who's talking about making more money. You're the Aga Khan of Elko. Wait till Santa Paleface hits that town. Those cowboys will see a real cowboy.
Say, just for pleasant diversion, why don't we talk about my picture?
Oh, do you make pictures?
Yes.
Really? What's Max Sennett got you in these days?
My current offering happens to be Here Comes the Groom, doing big business.
Boy.
I enjoyed Here Comes the Groom, Bing, and I was amazed at one thing.
What's that?
I was surprised that a man of your age could make it down the aisle.
Wait. Now, I'll tell you something, Sandpiper. I'm not ashamed of my age. You just ask me how old I am, I'll admit it.
Well, how old are you?
32.
You're a liar.
I'll admit it.
Well, if you don't mind a word of advice, Sentry Plant, I'd advise that you hurry up and make the step to TV while you're still up and about. Why don't you get Chesterfield to put you on TV?
Well, they're happy with me on the radio. They're not looking for any improvements.
There's room.
Nope, down. I knew I could make it fit.
This kid never gives up.
But you're behind times. Well, I'm already set for my TV shows this season.
Yes, I've heard about your program. Should we talk about the jokes? Now, wait a minute.
What's wrong with my jokes on TV?
Nothing. I suppose they were terrific when you were in vaudeville, but...
Now, listen, I've got all new jokes for television. This is a whole new field. Vaudeville is behind me.
There's room.
He did it again.
Gotta keep it rolling.
You can't turn your back around.
Don't turn your back. Well, we got a little song to do here for the folks.
Oh, are we gonna do a song?
Yes,
what
sir.
Song are we gonna sing?
Read that up a little. It's a cue. I think the group is asleep.
Oh yes. What are we going to sing?
All right, now we got them.
A song about sweet Violet. They will sing.
A vocal group, some class. Sounds like Hugo Winterhalter.
Nothing but the best.
A song about sweet Violet. They will sing. This song's even older than Robert and
Wait, you young upstarts, I'm just 32.
And I'm Winston Churchill, and he's Margaret True.
Man alive, but this fellow is glib. When I first heard his jokes, I fell out of my crib.
Quit your knocking, I'm not getting paid.
Well, don't worry, I'm taking care of you. When you leave here, you'll be loaded with
sweet violets. Sweeter than the roses. Covered all over from head to toe. Covered all over with sweet violets. About television, Bing, what do you say?
I thought if I hid out, it might go away.
Well, I've lined up some big TV dates. At the next roller derby, I'm sharpening the skates.
That's the stuff, your career has begun. Someday you'll be sweeping out Studio One.
All right, laugh, but I'll star on TV.
This boy slipped his lid, he's been sniffing those
sweet violets. Sweeter than the roses. Covered all over from head to toe. Covered all over with sweet violets.
Say, pal, out of Paramount, starting today, we're sharing a dressing room.
Hip, hip, who gave this ridiculous order, pray tell?
I think you will find the arrangement is swell.
I'll move out.
Well, that won't make me sore. Jane Russell has her dressing room right next door.
Then, dear boy, I'll be happy to stay.
But she's already covered the transom with sweet fire.
Sneaky of her.
Sweeter than the roses.
How about the keyhole?
Sorry, old sock, but she's plugged up the lock.
Covered it over with sweet violets.
How we betting?
Some sponsors sell sealing wax, some pedal soap.
Some hustle pig's feet and some feature
Bobby Sock buggy with bubblegum beer.
Black strap molasses, black strapless suspenders, and books for improving the mind.
Some sponsors sell pills to reduce the bewildering buzzes below lots of belts.
But we're proud of our sponsor who sells you those sweet Chesterfields. Mildest of all tobaccos, carton or pack, we're both standing back. Standing right back on those sweet Chesterfields.
Say, Claus, on the level now, when are you going to make the leap into television?
No hurry, Rob, no hurry. As a matter of fact, with my baby blue eyes and apple cheeks, I'm waiting for color.
For those ears, you better hold out for a wider screen, Dad.
Enough, Robin, enough. It's time to snap to attention and sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield.
Chesterfields are on the move with something smokers all approve. Go north, go south, go east, go west. In Chesterfield, you'll like the best.
Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
Come on, Robert.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove.
But Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Yes, Chesterfield, they satisfy. You try a pack and you'll see why. Buy the pack or buy the carton. Your smoking fun will just be done. So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfield. Do it.
Today.
Here's a song that we used a couple of weeks ago. That was a rather favorable reaction. So I felt maybe it would survive a repetition. There was a girl. There was a boy. If
they had met, they might have found a world of joy. But she lived on the mountain side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. They never met, and they never kissed, and they will never know what happiness they missed. For she lived on the morning side of the mountain, and he lived on the twilight side of the hill. For love's a rose that never grows without the kiss of the morning dew. And every Jack must have a Jill to know the thrill of a dream that comes true. You and I are just like they. For all we know, our love is just a kiss away. And you are on the morning side of the mountain, and I am on the twilight side of the hill.
This evening's closer.
That's
now,
a
my
thanks. Number.
Isn't that pretty?
I don't think you're on the twilight side. I really don't.
You're getting over the hill.
Awfully good. You really do. I thought it was delightful.
Let's get Bill. My thanks to Martha Tilton.
Bill for nothing.
Bob Hope for joining us this evening.
Say, Bing, before I go, I want to thank you for that big smoked salmon you sent me from Canada.
Oh, you got the salmon all right, huh?
Yeah, when I first opened the box, I thought it was you.
Oh, come off it. Off it now, eh? Leslie.
It's all building. But really, Bing, it was the most wonderful smoked salmon I ever tasted. What did you smoke it with, anyway?
Chesterfield.
Now,
there.
Pretty sneaky, but it's commercial.
Got it in. Well, that's it till next week. Folks, remember what we told you about Chesterfield. Chesterfield gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield Mildness Plus, no unpleasant aftertaste. So try Chesterfield the next time you buy cigarettes.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Buy a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Mr. Paul Douglas and Miss Anna Maria Alberghetti.